front me. As long as I get my money next Friday.
Right on.
Now next Friday I come out, didn't get the rent.
It's a long time before George gets to the one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer, but that's all right. You know what that song means. It means that on Friday on the Rokon Show, the Knarble Wagon is set to roll. Brian Noonan in for Ro and Anna. They will be back with you on Monday. But even though they're not here, the Knarble Wagon always is. Sam has joined us in the studio, and we are joined by our friends from Baptiste and Bottle. Wesley Gale is the general manager of Baptiste and Bottle. She is busy whipping up some cocktails with her AGM, who doesn't want to be mentioned. She's like Voldemort, the woman who will not be named. But just know, if you're walking past the Allstate Showcase studio, there is another woman in here who's right now feverishly working on creating some cocktails and unveiling some of the beautiful treats that Baptiste and Bottle brought with them. But Wesley, we cannot say her name. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, I can say her name is Amanda. Very she nice. Just doesn't want to be on. But we can say her name, of course. But she came and helped me bring all of these fabulous foods and cocktails to you today. Because, you know, we just have only a block or two walk, but we felt that we needed two of us to walk.
Well, sure, and you brought milk crates full of cocktails and some treats. And for those not familiar with Baptiste and Bottle, it's a 101 East Erie on the 20th floor of the Conrad Hotel.
Somebody was here last year from Baptiste and Bottle.
Who was here?
Somebody was here. Really? I know my B's and B's, and that was one of
Sam
them.
Sam loves restaurants with alliteration.
Because you had just B's opened. You had just opened,
we
I think.
Just opened. Actually, we just had our one-year anniversary on November 14th.
Right, so this was like the first month after it opened, and somebody was here from B&B.
Well, we've had we've had Rusty come on. He's one of my bartenders.
Right.
He's come on and talked about some cocktails before. But I don't know who else has come on. Mainly Rusty, I know, has come on to talk to you guys, but I'm here today.
But we are happy to have you.
Thank
you. So I got to ask you this. Yesterday you had a big Thanksgiving brunch. Everything go smoothly?
We had a great Thanksgiving brunch. It was really, really amazing. It did go smoothly. Thank you.
Good.
It was. We had some people that absolutely loved it. We had turkey. We had prime rib. We had all the fixins. We had pecan pie and pumpkin pie, and it was amazing. It was really good. Hopefully next year we're gonna do it even bigger and better. But we did a really great job for our first Thanksgiving at Baptiste and Bottle.
Very nice. Sam, what are you saying? What do you need?
I was saying
it
was a little too hot.
All right.
I was trying to.
All right. I don't know what he's doing either.
Just
talk. We don't have to. There's no secrets here. We're in a fishbowl. Everybody
enough.
Can see about you flailing about. I thought you were having some sort of seizure that only alcohol or some treats would fix. I don't know.
He hasn't had any alcohol.
The problem is I'm thirsty. Yeah, that's the issue.
You know what? It's so warm outside right now that's probably why you're warm inside. We were warm walking over here.
Really? Well, you were carrying tons of gear.
We were carrying milk crates.
I've just been analyzed.
quite fittingly so. So, Wesley, bourbon has become, in the last few years, everybody's focused on bourbon, which Baptiste and Bottle is bourbon-centric. What sets bourbon apart from other whiskeys? What makes bourbon bourbon and some other whiskey just, you know, rot gut that we're going to drink out of a bag?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I should tell you, I mean, bourbon is the best, and it's the best brown spirit there is, right? And it has to be made in Kentucky. So that's what makes our bourbon the best, right? But we actually have a wonderful bourbon that is made here in Ravenswood.
Really?
From Koval. And we have our own bourbon barrel. So
nice.
I guess it's not made in Kentucky. But it's really fabulous. And we brought you Manhattans today made with Koval.
I am a Manhattan fiend.
You're a Manhattan fiend.
I love Manhattans.
We should pass this over. We brought some of our wonderful Koval from Ravenswood, Chicago, Illinois. And we actually brought two cocktails today. One is Manhattan and one is just a vodka martini, because I wanted to tell you guys, because I don't know if everybody knows, but if you come in and have lunch at Baptiste and Bottle, you can get a $3 martini.
I saw that. It was a new thing. And what I found interesting, because the martinis will be made tableside. So you're going to roll up this big cart, your own version of the Knarble Wagon. You'll come up. You're doing vodka and gin, which everybody, immediately you think, oh, vodka, martini, gin, martini, that's fine. But you're also making a martini out of bourbon. Is that allowed? Because that sounds, it sounds a little sketchy.
And people have questioned us on that. So we just say, well, it's our bourbon Manhattan teeny.
Okay.
Because it's called the martini cart. It couldn't be the bourbon Manhattan cart.
Right.
But we, of course, couldn't have a martini cart without having bourbon on it, because we're a bourbon-centric restaurant. So that's what we did. So we call it the teeny, what do we call it? The martini lunch. Or no, the lunch teeny.
If we listen closely,
lunch
we might hear the voice.
What do we call it? I just asked a man. Yes. I named it.
That's perfect.
And I couldn't remember what I called it. So it's called the Lunchtini, and it's for $3. But okay. What were you going to call a lunch Manhattan? I couldn't think of anything that went well.
Lunchhattan?
A brunch Hattan.
Brunch Hattan. Midday Hattan.
Midday Hattan.
Midday Hattan.
A man happening.
What? Oh, so I should have called you guys.
Yeah, we're very creative.
Yeah, you're very
especially
creative.
Especially when liquor's involved.
You're going to leave here and be like, those guys are dumb.
Yeah. Those were the worst ideas.
No, I'm going to go change the name.
Those were the worst ideas I ever heard. Oh, my God. I think they were drunk when we got here. So, obviously, people can... How... Because now you not only have... cocktails,
yeah.
You also have a lot of different flights, a lot of different tastings of bourbon.
Everything.
And for people who have only had a couple kinds, you know, they drink whatever. They drink Knob Creek or Buffalo Trace or whatever, or maybe they've been to your place and they're drinking Koval. What subtleties are, what are people looking for as they taste different bourbons?
Well, I think they're looking for different flavors. They're different flavor profiles. Is something sweet? Is something smoky? Does it go with my food? I mean, that's obviously a big thing at Baptiste and Bottle, right? What can I get that's going to go with this macaroni and cheese? What can I get? That's what we get a lot, actually, in the restaurant. What can I get that's going to go with this food?
Yeah.
Pair this. Our bartenders are amazing. To be honest, I don't even know how they know. They know every single thing about every single whiskey and bourbon in our bar. We have Japanese whiskeys. We have so many different bourbons. I can't even tell you. I think it's over 70 or something like that that are on our list. I mean, it's crazy. So I think it just depends on, you know, where the person is coming from, what they're looking for, if they're looking for something just to sip on, if they're looking for something local, if they're looking for something that they've never tried before.
What if a guy like Sam comes in and he just wants to do shots? Well, that's his MO. He's just going to roll in.
Just shots? I mean, that's pretty simple, I would think. That just what's smooth, right? What's going to go down easy and keep them coming, huh?
Less smoky.
Yeah.
Less smoky for shots.
Well, that's, you know, that's for you. Some people want more smoky.
The Manhattan is delicious. Mm. Now, I'm looking at the cherries, and I've seen, what are these type of cherries? Because they're not the red, you know, you go someplace, you go, oh, so I like, because I like a couple cherries in there. But usually they're the bright red maraschino cherries.
Yes.
And I always get a couple because I'm fighting scurvy. So it's nice to see that Amanda put three in there because I need my vitamin C high up.
Amanda knows how to do it.
Yeah, she does. Doesn't know how to talk, but knows how to make a wicked Manhattan.
Sorry about the scurvy. Has this been an ongoing thing?
Yeah, I was a pirate for a long time.
We use brandy cherries. We use, I think they're called filthy cherries. They're delicious.
Perfect.
Yeah, which makes them really dirty and delicious. Filthy cherries.
And if you're going to drink, you want something filthy.
Yeah, and it just makes them darker. It doesn't have that sugary syrup. It's, you know, they go better in your bourbon anyway because they already have some liquor in there, right?
Yeah. Somebody called in and they want to know if they're not coming into Baptiste and Bottle, which they should, but sometimes you've got to drink at home, you know, because you're bedridden or whatever. I don't know why you'd want to, you know, oh, you're Violetta, you're listening to really sad Christmas songs and rethinking your life, and you just want to have a nice bottle of bourbon at home. What's a good bourbon you can recommend for people who want to go, you know, not really crazy expensive, but not, you know, the bottom shelf?
We like Old Forester. That's a really good one that's not too over the top. Koval is actually relatively there. I mean, once you start getting into the higher end, then, you know, yeah, they can get very pricey, like the Japanese whiskeys. Actually, I had a rep recently ask me if I wanted to bring in a Japanese whiskey. I had never heard of it. I don't even know what the name of it was. And I said, yeah, sure. How much is it? $725 a bottle.
Wow.
What? There's a bottle for $720. No, thank you.
Yeah, really. Because then at some point you've got... No matter how freely your customers will spend on these wonderful tastings and all and these flights, there's a point where you go, nah.
Yeah, that's a little too much. That was a little too much for us, I thought. But I would say definitely for just your home stash, I think Old Forester is a really good one. And then, you know, everybody's got their flavor, I think, that they like. You know, people like Makers.
Bullet is a good one.
Bullet is a great one. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else
I like. Buffalo Trace I like.
Buffalo Trace I like, but Buffalo Trace can get a little bit pricier too, depending on, you know, if a lot of people have their own barrels.
Right.
So, but Buffalo Trace is a really good one. But a lot of people still just love Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
That's like a
classic.
That's a classic. Yeah. Just a standard. You have to have it in your bar, and you should have it in your bar at home too.
And that's when a lot of bourbon drinkers, that's the one they start with.
Yeah.
You know, the bright red wax attracts you like a moth. Is there what do you think has led to bourbon's popularity over the last few years? I mean, because it went from really nothing. It was out there. We all had it. But then all of a sudden it was like, oh, man, everybody's got to drink bourbon.
Well, my personal opinion is that women started getting into bourbon.
Ah. And where the ladies go, the men will follow. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right? Would anybody disagree? Yeah, I mean, it's... Thank you. It's proven. I've read so many different articles about it and stuff. I mean, women love brown spirits now. Women love bourbon. So I think it's just where it used to be, you know, the old men sipping on bourbon at the bar or whatever. Yeah. It's now become a very popular, what can I put it in a cocktail? How can I have it on the rocks? Does it taste good with this? Does it taste good with that? And women are trying it and drinking it and loving it. So therefore, of course, it's at the parties and the men are loving it. And happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
I thought when you said drinking it on the rocks, I thought you meant like an old man with a shotgun on the porch.
No.
That was my perception of drinking bourbon was like 20 years ago. Sure. Do you just cringe when somebody walks in and orders a fancy bourbon with a Coke or a Pepsi? Does it bother you?
Me?
You can say yes.
I would say probably my bartenders, yes.
A Maker's Mark and Coke.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often anymore. But yeah, I mean, there's so many better ways to drink it, and just to drink it on the rocks with a big sphere ice cube in there and just, you know, let it just sit. That's the way to do it, really. But I also like it. I like it in more of a cocktail type atmosphere. So I would rather have it in a martini of some sort that the bartenders created versus just with Coke. Plus, Coke is just not good.
Wesley Gale is here. She is the manager of Baptiste and Bottle, baptisteandbottle.com. They have a new lunch service where you can get $3 martinis made tableside. Oh, we'll talk about that. We got to talk about the menu because you brought some treats and how these foods are paired with bourbon and some, you know, you do specials with those at the later at night, like a happy hour, a later happy hour. So we'll get a lot to talk about. We'll have a happy hour. Man, it's the Canarable Wagon.
We're about to fight.
On the Rocon Show with Anna DeVantis, Brian Noonan in for Roe and Anna. They'll be back on Monday. We're talking with our friends from Baptiste and Bottle. Wesley Conger is here. We were using your last name. I just go by the information I'm given.
You're using my middle name.
Your middle name.
Which is fine. I go by all names.
Well, Wesley
Gale Conger. Now you all know my full name.
And so now people are going to get your info and you'll be hacked.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
People are texting in saying they agree with you on the Koval, that it's wonderful bourbon. And for the cost-conscious consumer, it's available at Costco.
No way.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, not Baptiste and Bottles.
No, your special
own
blend.
Personal barrel is only available if you come to Baptiste and Bottle on the 20th floor of the Conrad Hotel.
Exactly, which is at 101 East Erie. Baptisteandbottle.com is the website. All right, we talked about everybody stealing my Manhattan. That's all right. Go ahead.
I don't
know. No. Take
I'm
the Manhattan.
So happy.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No. That's why I don't know what to do.
Anyway. I'm sorry. I should have brought four drinks. Five.
There are three people here and two drinks.
I should have brought six drinks.
Kazara, you can have it. You can have the drink. That's all right. Anyway, there's tons of food.
Where was I on this radio
Here's
show that
thing.
I'm doing?
No, listen, we have to talk about the menu because part of the joy of Baptiste and Bottle is while it is bourbon-centric, the menu is all there to highlight and pair with the bourbon. So tell us a little bit about your chef.
Phenomenal. Chef James Lintelman is our chef. He has been with us since the very beginnings. He worked at Trotters. He worked...
Not too shabby.
Yeah, he's got a really great resume. I mean, he was in Napa. He worked everywhere. He's from Arizona originally. He is one of the most amazing chefs I've ever worked with, and his food is truly to die for. I mean, everything I eat that he makes is unbelievable.
Is there one type of food that pairs best with bourbon? Or your menu is very extensive from the bar bites to your full menu.
Well,
can he make anything go well with bourbon?
He can make anything go well with bourbon for sure. I mean, we have chicken, we have scallops, we have lamb, we have bison, wow. We have pork, and it all goes well with bourbon.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, he really is into flavors and textures, and it's all about the way things look and the way things feel, and he really uses and utilizes everything. I mean, from our Brussels sprouts, like, he fries some of the leaves and then he roasts the rest of the Brussels sprout. Nothing gets thrown away in our kitchen ever. Nothing. I mean, he uses everything. He even made a corn soup over the summertime that he actually took the husks of the corn and burnt them and pressed them into a burnt corn husk oil, and he put it on top of the soup.
Wow.
It was outstanding. Wow. I know, right? Even just like describing it is like...
Listening to you describe it sounds great, but listen, there's kudos for the chef.
Yeah.
Because the corn soup sounds phenomenal. All the other things you mentioned sound phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I had the people from the Mac and Cheese Fest in, and they were talking about all the people who were coming in. And guess who won the golden noodle at the Mac and Cheese Fest? Baptiste and Bottle wins. Now, what kind of mac and cheese did you have?
We have a jalapeno, smoked jalapeno and cheese curd mac and cheese.
Wow.
He also puts on top some breadcrumbs with herbs and stuff, but then he makes... Oh, he's going to kill me. He calls it a cheese sablé. I couldn't remember the
name. Cheese sablé.
Cheese sablé, which basically is one of the most amazing Parmesan Cheez-Its you've ever had in your whole life. That's what it tastes like to me.
Wow.
It's outstanding. And he puts all of that on top. So it has oodles and oodles and oodles of cheese. And I was actually at Mac and Cheese Fest with him, which was so fun. We served over 1,000 servings to people that day. I couldn't believe how much mac and cheese people were able to
eat. And this was voted on by the people who were trying it.
It's voted on, so you get voted by judges,
right.
But you also get voted for the golden noodle by the people. And we won the golden noodle, which we prominently have displayed.
I was going to say, that's got to be right out near the Mater D, right? Front of house.
It's on, we have a beautiful marble top in the center of the restaurant, and I like to keep it polished and keep it on the marble. I'm very proud of it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a tad disappointed that it's not here with you tonight.
I wanted to bring it. Chef, did you hear that?
I hope
he's listening.
We would have taken a lovely picture of the mac and cheese with the golden noodle, and yet we'll just have to
envision it. Yes, I can show you a picture, but next time I come, I will bring it for sure.
You must have the golden noodle.
I will bring the golden noodle. But I did bring you the award-winning mac and cheese so that you could try that, because that's a must-have.
Everybody is salivating. We can't. And you brought some other delightful treats.
Yes, so we want to talk a little bit about lunch, right? Because we were talking about our lunch teenies. So we are doing lunch now, probably about a month ago or so we started doing lunch. We have an amazing menu. We have what I brought here is a chicken torta, which is fried chicken thighs with like a black bean puree. There's avocado. There's tomato. It's outstanding. We also have a wonderful broccoli falafel on the menu.
Nice.
We have a really delicious delicata salad, delicata squash salad with puffed grains. And I never had had delicata squash before until I had it. It's really outstanding. Really, really good. What else we have? We always, of course, have our burger, which we're known for. One of our burgers is so great. And then I also brought with what I would say is the most Baptiste thing that we do, which is our bone marrow.
I'm looking forward to trying
that. People love our bone marrow. And talk about something that pairs really, really well with bourbon. That's the bone marrow. And the bone marrow has a mixture of bone marrow and oxtail.
Ooh.
And it's truly extraordinary. I actually will admit on air that I couldn't stand bone marrow at all. And when Chef said, you know, you have to try the bone marrow, I was like, not really. Okay, I'll try it because you have to try it. If a chef gives you something, you absolutely have to try it. Everybody should know that. So I did try it, and I'm obsessed with it. Even my mother, who doesn't want to eat anything, she even loved it when she came into the restaurant because that's how delicious it is.
And there's also, again, for lunch, the $3 martini card. So don't forget that. Baptiste, you're coming downtown to shop. You're going to be on Michigan Avenue.
We're right
there.
You
might as well go to 101 East Erie to the Conrad Hotel, 20th floor, baptisteandbottle.com. You can call for reservations or make them online, 312-667-6793. They're going to have Christmas Eve. They're going to have Christmas Day. And you're going to have a big New Year's Eve party as well.
We are. Stay tuned. All those menus should be coming out very, very soon.
Very nice. Well, Wesley Conger. Very nice to have you in. Thank you for all of this continued
Thank
success
you.
And congratulations on over a year so far.
Thank you
Go
very much.
Strong. And
Thank
listen,
you for
Chef,
us.
Congrats on the golden noodle.
Yes.
More than anything else.
And keep it out in the public
yes.
so everybody can see it, Chef.
Right, exactly. Don't hog the glory to yourself. I don't understand these chefs. They're very temperamental. They're creative types.
Yeah, I can't say yes or no to that.
BaptisteEmbottled.com.